We'll foist the first rain report for 2011 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with the first rain report for 2011. For reasons you'll soon hear, the views expressed in the following program don't necessarily reflect those of anyone connected with or transmitting this rain report. Well, now that I've arrived home after another grueling day at work, it's time to turn on my 2-meter rig and unwind with some relaxing ham radio theater on 435. Let's listen.
Pink and white checkered Betty Crocker cookbook, and it's got the little cookie cutters out there and the little sprinkles and the little snowman cookies and all that shit going on. That's good stuff right there. That's gold.
But does he got his monkey butt?
That's gold, man. You know, running around like a little bitch. Prancing around, and you got Danny up there on his...
They're starting to jam each other. I think you're getting tough.
It is good stuff, though, you know? Stick it in the pepper belly. Nice. Girl.
I don't know, Joe. It seems to be buyer's remorse. I'm on low power, stupid.
Seller's remorse, Tim. You think you're stupid?
Oh, I'm sorry. Seller's remorse. And...
Oh, yeah, Tim, give me an input.
Okay, Rob. First of all, are you black?
Yes, why?
You sound like a white dude. Like, kind of Gomer Pyle.
You have just heard a sound clip from a Southern California 2-meter repeater on 147-435 megahertz. This inland empire machine is the home for characters, licensed and otherwise, who take freedom of speech and subject matter to a new level. Some question just why the FCC seems to turn a blind eye towards such bizarre behavior. For some insights into this most unique and controversial repeater community, Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with the new owner, Christina Hoshu, KE6RRI, who is unique as she is one of those rare repeater owners who happens to be a woman. Here is part one of that interview, interspersed with some examples of actual on-the-air conversation recorded from the 435 repeater, December 8th, 2010.
I purchased the 435 machine on November 30th. From the prior owner, K6GE, Gary Elmer, in Burbank, as a matter of fact. And we met at the HRO in Burbank. We went inside and we asked permission if we could use their table to sign some paperwork, and he gave us a go-ahead, and we conducted the purchase at that moment. It actually started around 8 months ago when it was brought out that the repeater was going to be sold. 435 is well known for its many creative shows that people put on, and it's up to the listener to decide and decipher, is this real or is this Memorex, so to speak? And at that time, it turned out to be just a show and not real. And I went, shucks, darn it. Oh, I guess I'll have to just put that in the back of my mind. So my interest started around 8 months ago. It came about 2 days before the repeater. Mr. Elmer put up an ad on eBay stating that he was wanting to sell the repeater. And I went, yes, my opportunity's here. And I was somehow duped into believing that it was once again the show. However, that evening I received a phone call from a fellow ham on this frequency, and he says, call the repeater owner now. It's very important. So I put in a call up to Mr. Elmer. He verified that he was indeed wanting to sell the repeater. That's how that transaction came about the next day. I started listening in the early 90s. At that time, I had a small handheld, and I didn't have a whole lot of opportunities to get into the repeater, but I pretty well forced my way in with a handheld, and it's not very popular for too many females to be on the repeater. It's a mostly male-dominated frequency, but that doesn't bother me too much as I do mostly male-type labor work. I'm a certified computer technician, so I'm used to working around men and conversating with men. I think what's unique about the repeater is the freedom and the creativity that draws people. There is a negative side, and that's language and content. A lot of people go, this is not something I want to involve myself with or I want to listen to. But what attracts a lot of people is the freedom of speech. They want to be able to say exactly what's on their mind. I liken it like into reality TV. Reality TV has become very popular. 435 is sort of like reality ham radio, if you want to use that analogy.
Some years ago, I interviewed Bob Thornton, who, as I recall, was an owner or a major cog. An analogy he used, I think, would apply to 435, and that is that 435 is like a stage, a ham radio repeater stage. And you've got people who have certain abilities to do comedy, a one-man or one-woman show, and actually use the repeater as a public pulpit for expressing various opinions and different subject matter, different behaviors on the air to see what elicits this reaction or that reaction. It's fascinating. It's something I have never heard in my years in amateur radio.
You're listening to an interview with Christina Hoshu, KE6RRI, the new owner of the outrageous and outspoken 147-435 2-meter repeater in Southern California. We'll resume Hap Holly's conversation with Christina in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available as a free download and podcast 24/7 from therainreport.com.
Well, therein lies the issue. If someone is that concerned about an individual truly, really considerate about just wanting to help them to do the best thing, they wouldn't dress them down. For example, Joe, you're just a burp-talking head, right? But I wouldn't bring him on 435. I'd call you the phone and go, hey, Joe, listen, I heard you the night. You sound like a ginormous burp-talking head. Could you might want to rethink your modus, you know? And I would do that for you, Joe.
Yeah, but I am what I am. I can't help it.
All I'm saying, I'd call you about it first, of course. I wouldn't. I actually dress you down necessarily on 435. I would go, hey, Joe, you know, you blah, blah, blah. You're an and you need to do the right thing. And blah, and well, people think that this and that and the other. And you should have done this. And you should have done that. But you know, I'm still your friend. I'm not going to tell anybody that. I'm not going to say that. And play it off like that. That noise.
What kind of pressure are you or do you anticipate receiving to settle this down? And at the same time, what kind of communication are you having or have you had with the FCC regarding this behavior on what is now your repeater?
Basically, what they're interested in at this point, because 435 has existed for so long in this venue, they want to just make sure that I really monitor the obscenities. The obscenities are really something that I have to keep a cap on. It's not so much the language, as in bad words, it's the vulgarity. The vulgarity is something that really needs to be tempered and kept down. I would prefer the profanity to be calmed down as well. But like I said when I came out on the repeater, I said I'm not out here to change the repeater, nor am I out here to change you, because 435 is really a psychology. It's the unique type of psychology that makes it work. And if I try to get in there and make all these changes, it'll cease to work. That's not what I'm attempting to do. I don't think that there has been a female owner of this repeater. I'm interested just in my own thinking, how will this work with men relating to a woman who is the repeater owner? How are they going to relate to me other than your standard slander, name-calling? How are they going to relate to me giving them maybe a downtime? I like to refer to them as downtimes. If I find that someone is jamming too much, I'd like to temper that, and I'll just say, you know, give you a downtime for an hour, and why don't you go ahead and get yourself some coffee and something to eat, and then you can come back and then resume your conversation without jamming. I find that that's most effective, and that does not put them on the defensive where they feel like they have to come at me with vulgarities and bad words, so to speak.
You're actually playing the role of a shrink.
Yeah, I guess you could call it. Well, you know, I've raised 7 children. There's a bit of psychology in that as well. You learn what to let bother you and what to let not bother you. And 435 is a lot about pushing buttons. I like to call 435 the Hell's Kitchen of ham radio. I'm certainly not Gordon Ramsay. I would have to turn that over to many of the players out there. But when people break into 435, they're going to be charred by fire. The people that survive are the ones that come through, and you've got some pretty unique chefs on 435.
It's interesting that the FCC is being tolerant at all, considering the fact that they tend to draw a hard line, and sometimes in commercial radio, with the use of certain language. And do you think they're cutting you a little slack with 435 because it's been around for so many years in its current venue, as you say, or are they more interested in, as one person used the term, keeping the flies bunched?
I think you're correct. They want to keep the flies bunched in one area, so to speak. I haven't been given any less instructions than the prior repeater owner. They've certainly tried in the past to have the owners come down harder on the people that come onto 435. And 435 has basically busted past those police lines, so to speak, and said, we're going to have it our way. And I think it just got to be so out of control that the FCC said, okay, let's loosen the reins some, let them have their space, and if we give them this this room over here, you know, they'll pretty much stay in this room over here, and then we can continue to monitor all other frequencies. And I think they had to give a little bit in order to get what they were needing overall on all the ham bands.
Let's talk about the repeater itself. Any idea on paper how many members there are? I'm assuming you could actually pay good American money to be a member of 435. How many users do you think there are that are not helping to support the cost of maintaining the repeater?
We did a count maybe about 6 months ago. The user base all just came out, and we sort of listed off all the current and, you know, on and off users. It was around 65 users, but at the current time, I don't know what the overall is. I currently have on my website 91 users that have either silent key or are users from the past. They're users from the past and the present, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I have not even completed the full list. I would imagine there's probably 300-400 over the years.
What is the repeater called now?
The prior owner had named it the Renegade Radio 147435. That was their logo with the skull and crossbones. I'm looking to change that and try to feminize it up a little bit. That would probably step on a few toes. Not to come out there and say, you know, I want men to be more feminine. I would actually like to bring more female users to the repeater. Women tend to feel run off or intimidated by the speech and, you know, you're a woman and you don't belong out here. I want to change that. I want women to feel more comfortable and more courageous to just key up your radio and speak out there. And we have an expression, you know, wear your hard hat. You don't let them push buttons, you know, and just come out and be who you are. Or if you find that you have a creative side and you can do a show, we encourage you to come out there and put your show out there and see if the audience approves and see if you're tried by the fire and you come through on the other side victorious.
Are there shows that are scheduled?
No, shows are never scheduled. Shows usually go on either behind the scenes. They can be worked out between one or two members or possibly a group. You have some people that are in what they call a crew, or you have teams, you know, red team, blue team. Over the years, they've developed certain clique type in a very fun sort of way. They may get together, or they might text one another and say, hey, let's go with this line and let's see if we can get a reaction out of so-and-so. That would actually lead into maybe a 2 or 3 hour dialogue of leading someone to believe something is going on when it's not. And if you push that person's button, you're looking at a good 2 or 3 hours of entertainment.
And that's the first of two excerpts from a conversation Rains Hap-Hawley, KC9RP, had with Christina Hoshu, KE6RRI, the new owner of the controversial 147 435 MHz Southern California repeater, which is slated to be moved from Santiago Peak to Mount Lucan's Peak in early January, weather permitting. We'll learn more about the psychology of the 435 machine next time. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2011. Rain. All rights reserved. Now, for all those connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at The Rain Report, www.therainreport.com.